Chapter 9. Familiar Places. Eilish's mother opened the door of Rose's bedroom, which was filled with light from the morning sun.
"I've cleaned it, but I haven't changed anything," her mother said.
When Eilish had come into the house, it had seemed solid and familiar, not at all strange. But the quiet of Rose's bedroom was a shock. Eilish did not know what to say.
"We can go through her clothes one day," her mother said. "Rose had just bought a lovely new winter coat, which might fit you."
Eilish suddenly felt extremely tired.
"I sometimes think that she's still alive," her mother said. "If I hear the smallest sound upstairs, I often think that it must be Rose."
As they ate breakfast, her mother kept talking about everything that she had planned now that Eilish was home. Her mother did not ask her one question about her time in America or even her journey home. Eilish had wanted to tell her mother that it was much better than her journey out to New York. She had wanted to tell her about passing her exams. She had brought gifts that her mother had not even opened. Eilish imagined what might happen if she suddenly said, "I am married." Perhaps her mother would not hear her, or perhaps the glass in the window might break. After breakfast, Eilish went upstairs to rest. She loved shutting the door and closing the curtains, but her old room seemed empty of life and meant nothing to her. She had expected to be pleased to be back. Instead, she was counting the days before she returned to Brooklyn, which made her feel strange and guilty. She was pleased that she had already sent Tony a postcard to say that she had arrived safely. All she wanted to do was sleep. Her mother woke her in the middle of the afternoon. After putting on clean clothes from her suitcase, Eilish went downstairs to the kitchen. Her mother looked her up and down, noticing her American clothes. Perhaps they were too bright, but Eilish did not have anything darker. Then her mother began to speak again in a way that did not invite any reply. It was hard for her mother too, Eilish thought. It would be best to wait a few days before talking about America and slowly introducing the subject of Tony. For the next few days, her mother kept them both busy, and Eilish was hardly able to leave the house. They read the letters that people had written after Rose died and wrote replies together. They took flowers to Rose's grave. They emptied the clothes out of Rose's cupboard and put them on the bed. Her mother wanted Eilish to have some of the clothes, but Eilish refused, which annoyed her mother. One warm evening, Eilish managed to leave the house alone to visit Nancy. She noticed the ring on Nancy's finger immediately.
"I didn't write to tell you about George and I getting engaged because of Rose," Nancy explained. "The wedding is on the 27th of June and I'm so pleased that you'll be here."
"But I'll be gone back to America."
"Your mother said that you'd still be here."
The wedding was 4 days after Eilish planned to return to Brooklyn, but she knew that she could change her ticket. She hoped that no one in Bartocci's would be angry. She could tell Tony that her mother had confused the date of her return.
"Or maybe you have someone waiting impatiently for you in New York," Nancy said.
"Like Mrs. Keough at the boarding house, do you mean?" Eilish replied. She knew that if she began to tell her friend about Tony, she would end up telling her everything. And if she did that, Nancy's mother would soon tell her mother. She decided to say nothing. She talked about Mrs. Keough, the lodgers, and her studies. Then, Nancy told Eilish the news from the town, who was going out with whom and who was planning to get engaged.
"My sister has just broken up with Jim Farrell and has a new boyfriend," Nancy said. "Remember that night Jim was rude to you? But he's a friend of George's and he's coming to the wedding. George says that he's really nice if you get to know him."
Before Eilish left, She agreed to go to the beach a few days later with Nancy and George. Nancy said that she would ask their friend Annette to come too. The day that they had chosen was sunny and warm. Eilish walked to Nancy's house with her swimsuit and towel, and they waited for George's car to arrive. When it did, Eilish was surprised to see Jim Farrell get out and hold the door open for her. Nancy sat with George in the front. Eilish nodded coldly at Jim and sat as far away from him as she could. She would not speak to him, and she felt angry with Nancy for bringing Jim instead of Annette. When they got to the beach, George and Nancy walked towards the sea, with Eilish and Jim following behind. Then, Jim asked her very quietly how her mother was, and said that his mother knew Rose from the golf club.
"Her death was the saddest thing to happen in the town for a long time," he said.
Eilish nodded.
"It must be difficult being home," he continued, "although it must be nice for your mother."
She turned and smiled sadly at him. They did not speak again until they reached George and Nancy, who were changing into their swimming things. Jim said that he had not brought his swimming trunks because the water would be too cold. Eilish quickly got changed and walked confidently into the water to swim. She knew that Jim was watching her. When she got out, Jim sat with her and began to ask her questions about America. After the beach, they drove to Wexford and had tea in the hotel where Nancy and George planned to have their wedding breakfast. And before they all went home, they agreed to go to the beach again on Sunday and then to a dance in Coretown in the evening. When Eilish got home, her mother told her that someone from Davis's, the company where Rose used to work, had been with a message.
"They want you to help tomorrow because the lorry drivers need to be paid and there's nobody to do it. One woman is on holiday and the other is sick," her mother said. "I said that you would help." "How did they know that I was here?" "The whole town knows that you're here. I'll have your breakfast on the table at 8:30. And you should wear some ordinary clothes, nothing too American now."
Eilish was pleased that her mother was finally interested in something. They began to talk about Nancy's wedding and arranged to go to Dublin the following Tuesday to buy something to wear. When Eilish went upstairs to bed, she felt less unhappy about being at home. She was almost looking forward to working at Davis's the next day. Then, she noticed a letter from Tony on the bed, which her mother had put there and not said anything about. The letter said that he loved her and missed her. Although his writing was formal, she recognised the real Tony in it, the warm, kind, eager man who worried that if he turned his head, she might be gone. That afternoon, back in familiar places with Nancy and George, and even Jim, she had felt far away from Tony. Eilish imagined going downstairs and reading the letter to her mother. And suddenly, she was sorry for marrying Tony, not because she did not love him, but because her life in America did not seem real without telling her mother and her friends about it. It made her feel like two people. One person had lived through many hard days in Brooklyn and fallen in love there. The other person was her mother's daughter, whom everyone here knew, or thought that they knew. She wanted to go down and tell her mother that she had married Tony, but she knew that she would not. It would be easier to return to Brooklyn and write from there to say that she had met a man whom she loved and hoped to marry. As she got into bed, Eilish promised herself to get up early and write to Tony before work. At Davis's the next day, Eilish worked slowly, carefully adding up how much money each man should be paid. This was the work that she had dreamed about as she had served customers in Bartocci's, and as she had sat studying for her exams. She knew that when she was married, she would stay at home, cleaning the house and cooking. Then there would be children to look after as well. She had never told Tony that she would like to go on working.
But perhaps she could do the bookkeeping for the company that Tony was planning with his brothers.
That made her realise that she had forgotten to write to Tony that morning. On Sunday, George, Nancy and Jim came to collect her after lunch. They went to Cush Gap, which Eilish remembered visiting when her father was alive and she and Rose and her brothers were little. The sea was calm and the sky was pure blue. Eilish watched a line of seabirds flying low over the gentle waves. George and Jim swam in the sea while she and Nancy lay talking on the soft sand.
Jim used to be so rude. What's happened to him? Eilish said.
He's only rude when he's nervous. He doesn't mean it. And he really likes you, Nancy said.
Then George came to take Nancy down to the sea. Jim sat beside Eilish, talking quietly about the pub that his parents owned, which he now managed. His clear blue eyes watched her with unmistakable interest. Eilish looked along the empty beach and realised that George and Jim had planned this so that she and Jim would be a couple, just like George and Nancy. She smiled at the idea that it did not matter because she was on holiday and there was nothing serious in it. But she would not go into the sea with Jim as his girlfriend. They watched George and Nancy moving close together in the sea.
Will we go and try the water? Jim said quietly.
Eilish was waiting for this and had already planned to say no. But she did not expect Jim's voice to be so gentle and she did not know what to do. If she refused, he might walk away, alone and hurt, and she did not want to see that.
Okay, she said.
In the sea, she swam alone. And Jim was careful not to come too close or to touch her. Eilish understood that she had made a mistake letting things move so quickly. She should tell Nancy that she could not go out again with them like this. For a second, she thought about telling Nancy the whole truth, but she realised she should do nothing. She would soon be back in Brooklyn. When she and Jim got out of the water, George had a camera ready. Jim stood behind her with his arms around her and she could feel the heat from his body. Then, Jim took photos of George and Nancy. Soon after, someone came walking along the beach and George asked him to take a photo of all four of them. Eilish felt the weight of Jim's body behind her once more. On the way home, it was agreed that they would have dinner in the Courttown Hotel before going to the dance. Eilish danced with Jim all night. She had not expected to see so many people from Enniscorthy in the dance hall, and she knew that they were watching her. Outside, after the dance, the night was still warm. She and Jim let George and Nancy walk ahead to the car. Jim had behaved like a gentleman all day. He had not once been boring or annoying, but he had been thoughtful, polite, and sometimes funny. Among the other young men in the dance hall, he had looked handsome and smart, and she had been proud to be with him. Now, they moved to the side of the building and began to kiss. Jim moved slowly at first, then held her head in his hands so that he could kiss her more deeply, and Eilish answered him eagerly.